بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is customary that the juniors accompany their seniors on the journeys of Hajj, journeys in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Umrah, Ziyarat to the grave of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With this frame of mind, Allah Ta'ala, through their blessings, Allah Ta'ala accept us as well. One youngster, having had accompanied his senior Sheikh Buzurg, so he heard the voice calling out to this old man, old Sheikh, "Do as you please, but you are rejected." But imagine this old man, and he's been in the state of ibadat, leading Allah Ta'ala, in the path of Allah Ta'ala, for over 50 years. In spite of being over 50 years dedicated diligently to Allah Ta'ala, devoted, but then he hears his voice, "Do as you please, but you are rejected." So the youngster echoed the sentiments to his senior, saying, "Baji, you know, you're doing so much, and then you're getting this type of a reply. What is the need for you to go on striving? Rather rest for the rest of your life, suffering like this. You got no share in the hereafter. So what's the need of this difficulty that you are going through?" The old man says, "Show me a door besides this one. If there is another door, I will revert to that door. Show me. When there is no other door, then it is his prerogative to accept or not to accept. It's my work to keep trying. I must never give up trying until the very last." As they say, "Justajua mikunam." Whether he accepts or he doesn't accept, but my work is to keep trying, to keep begging. And what do I know? That special acceptance of Allah Ta'ala may just strike at the very last moment. At the 11th hour, it may just strike. That hope must be with me or throughout, whether I see it, I don't see things happening, but that mustn't stop me from trying. I must keep trying. I do not know which will be that moment of acceptance. I may think, "Oh, I don't see anything happening," and I give up the trying, not realizing that I was just one step away from acceptance. And Allah Ta'ala wanted that last step, that last straw. So that's what Allah wanted, and it will be my fortune that I take the last step. Man was on his deathbed, and the creditors came around, "You want our paisa, want our money." 10 creditors, all of them asking, "Paisa lao bhai, bring the money." Man is dying, he is worried about his dying, they are worried about their paisa. See how the world operates. One person was telling me that he was involved in a serious car motor car accident, and for that hour or 2 hour, he was like semi-conscious, and the way it was looking as though he's leaving. So he could hear his wife and some of his families fighting. And this is mine, and whatever he leaves, mine. This man is dying. Ye to mar raha hai, aur ye to paise ke liye ro rahe hai. This is the false world that we live. We attach so much of importance to people, to wealth. You know, this person, you know, and after a day he recovered fully. Absolute. He came here, told us what happened. There they're fighting. He could hear, he's semi-conscious. It looks like he's dying. But it was a fight, the car is mine. The property is mine. His family is saying, no, it's not yours, nothing belongs to you, it belongs to us. And he can hear, but he's semi-conscious now. So he can't respond. But he's hearing everything that's going on. This is the false dunya that we live in. So, don't attach your hearts to these things. You don't know when you will separate, or when that thing will separate you. But you hear these stories, and really it strikes a chord. You know, that this is reality, and this is how people view things. So this man is on the deathbed. The creditors are all around. Their concern is pesa. So you worth what you worth because of your pesa, because of your wealth. No wealth, you're not worth anything. You got the respect because of the wealth. No wealth, no respect. So you see the type of matlabi dunya. It's a dunya, but the dunya for an agenda. It's not pure love. It's because of some agenda that I've got that I show you a liking. Otherwise, pure love, maybe it's somewhere else now. Hardly find it. But I love the person for himself. I won't say it's extinct, but it is difficult to find nowadays. Pure, absolutely pure, clean love. Mirza Jana Rahmatullahi, in his young days, he seemed nice, wealthy, so he had a big circle of friends. But as he grew up, the circle of friends all disappeared. Just one person remained. So, as he became the saintly person of the entire Delhi, the whole Delhi knew about him, recognized him. So he thought to himself, when I was young, then all the friends had all disappeared, except one. But I must make special dua for him. Make special tawajjuh towards him. See, this pure love, pure muhabbat. No other agendas, nothing else of the cards. It is just your love. So this is what this Allah wants. Are you showing me pure love, true love, or is it just for the convenience? We see around the examination time, right? Through my writing exams, all the first serve, coming before time, crying to Allah Ta'ala, asking for some wazifa. What is a good wazifa for imtihan? Ya Hafiz, how many times must read? 500 or 200? At the moment the imtihan is finished, the masjid is gone, everything is khalas. So that love Allah doesn't appreciate. He will still listen to you. He's so compassionate, then to him listen to you. But this is not the type of treatment that Allah deserves. But he's there just for the convenience. Allah will see you through the exams. Once he saw you through the exams, then you forgot him. So that's not the type of love Allah appreciates. Though even then, he'll still listen to you. He's still compassionate and loving. But then, do you know who you're talking to? So these creditors are demanding their money. Each one is asking, I need to get my money. The man that is dying, he says, hey, I got nothing. Where must I get money from? In the meanwhile, one person shouts from outside, Mithailo, Mithailo. So he calls the child inside the house. It's how many pieces you got? 10 pieces. How many creditors? 10 creditors. How much each mitai? 100 rupees. Right. Give them all one. They have all the mitai, quite comfortable. Other child saying, pisa lao. So he says to the child, had had the pisa, had had the wealth, I would have paid all his creditors. How much I pay you? Now the child is crying. He said, "Boy, my mother will beat me up. My mother didn't ask me to go and do charity here. She sent me to do her business for charity. I'm going to go there and I say, I've got nothing in the basket, no mitai, no money, nothing. And what my mother is going to do with me?" So the child is crying, unrelenting, crying, wailing, sobbing. As the child cried, so there was a knock on the door. Someone came in and offered a parcel. Parcel was to the extent of the credit, his entire credit. He says one person there, but he sought all his creditors out. Sought them out as well as the child. And having had saying this, he says, "You see, I made dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala must settle all your debts." So the answer came from Allah Ta'ala that koi rone wala nahi hai. There's nobody to cry. See, a match needs a box for that thing to light. You got the match, but you haven't got a box for that thing light. So something to strike a chord in the court of Allah Ta'ala, to attract acceptance. The thing that will attract the acceptance is your tears. Whatever broken down heart you got, whatever type of despondent heart you got, cry to Allah Ta'ala, no matter what you are. Don't look at your limitations. Look at the unlimited treasures of Allah Ta'ala. Don't look at your limitations. Look at Allah's unlimited treasures, shoreless oceans. Imagine an ocean without shores. That is Allah Ta'ala. An ocean without shores, no shores at all. So the answer comes from Allah Ta'ala. See, that I needed someone to cry, to strike that mercy. Compassion had to come, but it must be struck. There must be some reason for that compassion to just flow on. So there's nobody crying there. All they're saying is, "Paisala, paisala." Nobody's crying. So I have to get this child to cry. Mufsab Rahmatullah Ali, someone came complaining to him. The child cries too much at night. Crying, unrelenting, one way. You know, sometimes the child gets into a tantrum, he cries. So the answer was, in the old days, old people used to cry in the last part of the night. Latter part of the night, you would hear someone sobbing, crying. And they should get the things done. Work used to happen. He's prospering, he's coming right. The child was going off, he's coming into calls. So everything was working out because there was someone that was crying. There was a habit, there was a routine, that in the latter part of the night, and someone is stretching his hands. In the household, there's 2-3 people, 4 people, but someone is crying before Allah Ta'ala. Someone is attracting the mercy. But he says, now in your house, there's nobody crying. So the child has to cover up for you all. He is attracting the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. You are not doing anything. Someone must attract the mercy. Shaykh Hamza says about his father, Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So these are two people that I've seen. But at the latter part of the night, they will cry like babies, you know. They will cry, but they will cry like babies, like how a baby will cry, sobbing. So two people, my father and Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So this mercy of Allah Ta'ala has to be drawn, has to be attracted. Yeah, we do all these things here, like practicing how we're supposed to be doing our, spending our nights. We learn, right, eat some Durood Sharif, do some Taaleem, right, listen to good words, make dua. So we learn all this thing here. And after we've learned, in our individual time, when we are connected directly to Allah Ta'ala, there's no interruption, no intrusion, no interruption, no third person, then it is the right time to be crying. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. So the tears are really appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. Aaj ummat ke liye rone wala koi nahi. Now there's nobody to cry for the ummat. Someone said, yeah, this person is just he's putting up a show. So the Buzhmur told him, but you're not even doing this much. At least he's crying. Whether you say he's putting up a show or not, it's a different thing. But you're not even crying. He's trying, he's doing something at least. Alright, it's a broken effort, whatever he's doing. But he's trying. He's pleading. Are you doing that much as well? So at this time, this is what is needed. People to cry for the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, talking about this saintly person, the youngster that is accompanying him. Like I say, it was a customary thing that a senior person, Buzhurg, is going, so we all accompany him. And we learn on the way, he's sitting, he's eating, he's conducting the words. We're taking a note of everything. So as though the senior also felt himself to be responsible, I need to behave correctly in the presence of my youngster, of my friends. And the youngsters felt, no, we should be taking the cue from the elder. But the senior also felt himself answerable, and the youngsters also felt, no, we need to learn his quiet moments, his secret moments, his moments that he's with us, and the moments that he's alone, how does he conduct himself? Ibn Abbas, he's come to the residence of Nabi Sassam. At the time, Nabi Sassam was in the home of Ummul Mineen, the mother of the Muslims, Nabi Sassam's family, this is Maymuna. The Maymuna is the khala, or the maternal aunt was Ibn Abbas. So there was Parda Zoran issue. So he said, I've seen how Nabi Sassam spends the night. What does he do? So being in the company of elders, this is the need to be there, to see. What is the khidmat, that is by the way, but the actual thing that is supposed to be done is to see how they spend the night, what they do, how they do it. So gradually we are getting ourselves tutored, directed, corrected, getting a guidance. So the elder also feels himself responsible, I need to pass on. The youngsters also need to see, all right, how the elder is behaving. So this is the benefit of association. Association doesn't mean just be around. Learn, ask, find out, see what's happening, see what's going on. And you may not get these moments again. So this youngster is accompanying, and he's telling the sheikh, what's the need of carrying on like this? You're crying and you're trying, and you're getting the voice saying that everything is rejected. So the old man says, show me another door. If I'm rejected here, show me another door where I can get my things answered. If there was another door, that I would have asked. But there isn't a door outside. Main jholi lekar aaya hu. Jholi bhar ke jaunga ya mar ke jaunga. I've come with my begging bowl. Either I will fill it up, or die in the process. Imagine now you are at the home, the residence of the most generous of people, right? So you tell him, either you fill me up, or I will die in the process. I'm not going to leave. You think Allah will reject you? You fill me up, or I will die in the process. I'll try, keep trying. Till my last breath, I'll keep trying. Allah will put rasta jayega. He'll feel that affection for you. He'll feel love for you. Let's see this bichara, see how he's trying. So this trying, you see, especially in Ramadan, the last nights, and more especially towards the latter part of the night, how much we try, how much are we trying? So anyway, when this old chacha said this, then another voice was heard. And the voice said, Qubulast garche hunarat nest. That we have accepted you, though you're not eligible. So that not eligible is like an antidote. That he doesn't fall into self-admiration. Another problem is now, you get something, some gift, and you fall into admiration. Say, no, I got a gift. You're not coming, you know what, I got a gift. I tell things that they really happen. No beer, nothing. But he feels so proud about himself. I'm not doing namaz, proper namaz, nothing. All right, something's worked out for him. He made some dua, it's worked out. So he comes and sings. I'm working here in Joburg. I got this job here. I say anything, this happens. This happens. So they feel so proud about it. So Allah doesn't like this self-admiration. Tu kya hai? Teri hasti kya hai? What are you? Ganda katra hai. You're just a dirty drop. Nothing beyond that. Now one, two things happen and you start singing a song about the whole thing, make a big noise about it. See? So, is that the right thing? Or you should be frightened at the time. It's acceptance, you're seeing things start working out. Gratitude with fear. Malum nahi ye istidraj hai. Perhaps this is just Allah Pak, just give me the respite. He's just loosening the rope. You know, when you're catching a fish, right? So, you give it a play, and then you reel it in. So, giving it the play doesn't mean that you're sparing the fish. You're just giving it a play for the last moment. Last play now. The last play is what? You're giving it some play. Then after that you reel it, and then there's fire, and then it's mincing that fish up off the... The poor fish thinking, I got the rope now, play around. Doesn't realize. So we don't realize, sometimes this is an istidraj. So you hear something or something happens, don't feel, no, I am on now. I'm in a different league. Don't feel like that. Until that last moment, you can't feel totally complacent. It must be between hope and fear. As you're aging, then more hope, but the fear must be there. Rather than feeling, no, I'm on now. Now nothing to be afraid about. So Allah Ta'ala says, قُبُولَسْتْ غَرْچِ هُنَرَتْ نَيْسْ كَجُزْمَا دِيگَرَتْ نَيْسْ. I have accepted you, though you're not worthy of acceptance. So now, this saintly person will still feel with himself, I'm not worthy of acceptance. It is just the grace of Allah Ta'ala that has embraced me. What has embraced me? This grace. So this is called fana'itam. You know, there's some signs of fana'itam. This is the fana'itam. He feels absolutely nothing. I am absolutely nothing. It is just Allah Ta'ala that graced me. And a nice thing to think about, one thought that comes to my mind, a nice thing to think about, is look at manure, right? It's filth. Right? Manure, what is it? Absolute filth, number two, right? But you put it into a tree, right? And you see the best of crops, best of tasties of fruit coming out. So what happened? The grace of Allah Ta'ala got that tree, and from filth, absolute filth, Allah Ta'ala brought a beautiful rose, fragrance, so sweet smelling. But what was it? It was just the grace of Allah Ta'ala that reached the tree, and He just turned it around. Otherwise it was filth. Kisi kaam ka nahi tha. Lekin Allah Ta'ala ke fazl ne usko le liya. Allah Ta'ala's grace has just taken it and turned everything around. So we may be absolutely filthy, dirty, right? For nothing on our accounts, but we still long for the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we haven't become despondent. When we see His compassion and His love and His compassion prevents us actually from being despondent. Not us, but His love. His love, His compassion, His continuous generosity, His generosity, His love just prevents us. You know, whatever you are, to marry your minds. So you look into my unlimited treasures, don't look into your limitations. What you will do? You can't really think, what can you do? So this is one of the signs of fana'itam, see, that you don't think anything of yourself. Allah Bakhtu Ophiyasi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. La nuhsi sana'ana leek anta kama asnita ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم. ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وانت الوجوه للحي القيوم. يا الله لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن تغفر تغفر جما وإن يعذب لك لا لما. اللهم إن تغفر تغفر جما وإن يعذب لك لا لما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اغفر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلت سهلا. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلت سهلا. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية دوام العافية وشكر العافية. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. أو ما بلغد الله رحيم الله كريم الله ستار الله غفار الله. O most merciful, compassionate Allah. Ya Bari Ta'ala, we are extending our begging bowls in front of you. My beloved Allah, we are begging you for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many ni'mats of yours you have showered upon us. Wa in tawdu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. We can never enumerate the ni'mats and the gifts and bounties that you have blessed us with. But oh my beloved Allah, all that you have given us, and still we have come short in appreciation, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are begging you for forgiveness. We are asking you to forgive us, Ya Allah. You dearly love to forgive, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are Ghafoor Rahim. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. Oh Allah, your karam knows no bounds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from our side is khatahi khata, from your side is atahi ata. Oh Allah, we make so many mistakes. We falter and we repent and then we make the mistake again and again and again. But oh my Allah, our sins are equivalent to that of puddles, and your maghfirat and your rahmat is equivalent to unlimited oceans. O Allah, it is your karam and your fazal. It is your karam and fazal, Ya Allah. We turn to you in this condition that we don't have anything to claim, Ya Allah. We are coming unto you as servants that really need your mercy, Ya Allah. We really need your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we got nothing attached to our name. Ya Allah, we are your servants and we really need you to forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us for all our shortcomings. So many ni'mats you have granted us. Oh Allah, we thank you for this ni'mat of making us insan. We thank you for this ni'mat of granting us iman. We thank you for this ni'mat of making us among the ummat of Janab-e Paak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, we thank you for the ni'mat that you have given us the sohbat and the condition that we can be in the company of the Ahlullah. We thank you for the ni'mat that our nights are being spent in the masjid. We thank you for this ni'mat that our days are being spent in the masjid. We thank you for good names, we thank you for parents, we thank you for every ni'mat, spiritual, emotional, mental, physical, all your ni'mat that you have blessed us, Ya Allah. Yet, we have still not shown appreciation. Oh Allah, make us among the shukar guzar bandhas. Ya Allah, make us among those that will have appreciation, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us have appreciation from our tongue. And let us have appreciation in our heart. And let us have appreciation in our activities and our arkan, that we will admit and feel and we will react in a way that our actions denote that we are appreciative of what you have granted us, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we beg you, Ya Allah, that keep us with Iman, take us with Iman, resurrect us among those that have perfected the Iman. Oh my beloved Allah, the connection and ittiba of Janab-e Paak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make the sunnah way of life beloved to us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us istizar, that at every moment, kadam kadam pe rehbari farma, that what sunnah I'm supposed to be doing at any time. Oh Allah, save us from being among those who are the juhala, and oh Allah, save us from among those who are ghafil. Save us from becoming ghafil, my Allah, that after being granted, still we forget. Hi, my Allah, what a loss this is. Oh my beloved Allah, let us keep Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way of life in front of us, and never to undermine any sunnah of Janab-e Paak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to look at it as this is what will bring your pleasure. And oh my Allah, allow us and give us that ability to have that focus, that every moment the minutest of actions be on the sunnah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ila alameen, all your commands of what you have asked us to do and what you have asked us to stay away from. Oh my Allah, give us that ability to accept it in our heart that you are our greatest well-wisher. Oh Allah, that condition that exists in the heart of badzani, which is not tolerated amongst makhluk to makhluk, how can we have a distasteful thought about you, my Rabb? What you have granted us, what you want for us, it is the best thing for us. Oh Allah, make our heart accept this now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from having sarkash dil. Save us from having a heart that is disobedient. Save us from having a heart that is wild in its nature. But make our heart an obedient heart. A heart that you say, that nafsul mutma'inna. That heart that, oh my Allah, that takes unto your commands, and just waiting for your commands, and is happy with what you have asked us, the manhiyat, what you have asked us to stay away from that. Oh Allah, give us joy in what we're supposed to do, and give us joy in abstention from what you asked us not to do. Oh my Allah, give us jaan in our salah. Oh Allah, make our salah that reaches you in the condition that you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bring jaan and life in our salah, that khushu and khuzu that is demanded from us. Oh Allah, to have that istizar, what we are doing in our salah, and not to be absent-minded and end up with a salah that a dirty rag is thrown back on my face. Oh my beloved Allah, keep us with the people of knowledge and grant us knowledge. And oh my Allah, kadam kadam pe rehbari farma, that upon every action we refer to what is the knowledge of deen, what is wanted from us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let us live our life according to the commands, so that our life will become a complete embodiment of zikr and remembering you. Oh my beloved Allah, let us be immersed in the remembrance of yours, of your wonderful self, and let us recite your book that you have sent for us, this hudal lin nas, this guidance for mankind, this Quran and Majid, which has no doubt in it. Oh Allah, give us a love for this kitab. Give us a love to practice upon this book, oh my Allah.
Oh may Allah keep us with zikr and keep us with fikr, that what we have been prescribed by our mashayikh to complete, oh Allah, let us complete our ma'mulat. Ya Allah, we have come short in this, and yet we still complain to our mashayikh that no progress is taking place. But my Allah, when through your fajr and karam you inspire your friends to advise us what medicine to take, and still we are shortcoming in this, ya Allah, then who do we blame for our condition? Oh Allah, make us pakka sacha murideen, ya Allah. Make us in this path of suluk and tazkiya, and this treading in the sayr fillah and sayr ilallah, to come unto you straight, ya Allah, and to be honest in what we're supposed to be doing, to be true to the word that this is what we want, in that justaju, in that enthusiasm to meet you. Let us be firm followers of our mashayikh, ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are living in a time of fitan, of fasad. Oh Allah, it is not just misty, it is foggy. It is smoggy in front of us. Oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we beg you to show us the way in this time, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us hold the daman of our akabirin to take us through these volatile times. Don't leave us to ourselves, ya Allah. Don't leave us to our knowledge to make the decision what we know. Ya Allah, akabirin on aslaf ki kadam kadam ko rehbari farma. Upon their footsteps, ya Allah, of our aslaf and akabirin, keep us in their connection, ya Allah. Allah, let us not become amongst those that become free thinkers, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the dark day when we become free thinkers out of the ambit of our akabirin. Oh Allah, let us appreciate our akabirin and the maslak of our akabirin, that how they have laid it down in front of us and what they want from us. Oh Allah, save us from the modern ideologies. Save us from things that are becoming khalat and malat and mixing up of things, and all these things that are going on, that where from it's happening, how it's happening. Oh Allah, let not the shaitan and nafs have an upper hand on us, but let us keep with the sohbat of our akabirin and our mawjuda akabirin and our mawjuda murshid and our mufsin, what they are telling us to do. Oh Allah, let us look at the words of Hazrat as the words of sweet honey. Let us look at the words of Hazrat as it is wonderful shirini for us. Let us not look at these things that we, they are talking, have they understood of the zamana. Oh Allah, save us from shak in our connection with our akabirin. Let us have the true heart that we're supposed to have when our akabirin are talking to us. Allah, chahe main samjhu ya na samjhu, aakhir mein mujhe samjha de maula. Ya Allah, today we try to reason the things with our akabirin. This is holding us up, ya Allah. Oh Allah, these are the hurdles that we're not coming straight onto our akabirin and relating what we're supposed to relate, and we're speaking of everything else in the company. Oh Allah, let us not waste the time of our buzruganadeen, but to spend it in the company in the way that we're supposed to spend. Oh my Allah, those who are mu'takifin on a long term basis or nafil basis, Allah, let us keep that focus that we're supposed to keep, ya Allah. So when that maqbool ghari is announced, we are among those who are maqbool and we are among those who are accepted. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Rabbi Kareem, let us fulfill all your rights and then the rights of each and every person. Oh Allah, don't make us muflis on the day of Qiyamah. Don't make us muflis on the day of Qiyamah. Ey Allah, for the rights of our parents, alive or passed away, make us and count us among those that fulfill their rights. Oh Allah, the rights of our spouses, the rights of our siblings, the rights of our children, the rights of our neighbors, the rights of our asatiza, the rights of the general Muslim around us. Oh Allah, the rights of the musallis in our masjid. Oh Allah, whoever we have hurt, ey Allah, marne se pehle didar-e-kusur nasib farma de, didar-e-kusur nasib farma de. Oh Allah, give us the ability to realize our fault, so that before the Qiyamah, before the day when we will be in a difficult situation, let us ask these people on the earthly life for forgiveness, so that we do not have problems on Qiyamah. Oh Allah, give us this tawfiq to come out of this world of ours with a clean slate, that there is no fingers to be pointed against us from any of our subordinates. Oh my Allah, grant us lillahiyat and ikhlas, ya Allah.
Full our heart with lillahiyat and ikhlas, my beloved Allah. Give us that ikhlas, riyakari se hame bacha de, ya Allah. O Allah, save us from show and ostentation. Ya Allah, upon every second, ya Allah, let this thought be ghalib, that I must be doing things to bring my love closer, the love of yours must increase, ya Allah. That humbleness must increase, that lillahiyat and that ikhlas must increase. Oh Allah, save us from doing things to show people, and save us from all other intentions where the heart becomes polluted, and let us check our intention at all times. And oh Allah, for whatever we have done and we have slipped up with our intention, ilah al-alameen, please let us make tasheer of that intention so that those amals are accepted. Oh my beloved Allah, accept us for the works of Deen, ya Allah. All the works that are carrying on, Ta'lim and Ta'allum, Tazkiyah and Tabligh, ya Allah, Tasneef and Ta'lif, whatever is carrying on the works of Deen, the charity that is being given to the people, the janaza work where people are doing the burial service, oh Allah, those works that we know of and we don't know, all who are working for your cause, oh Allah, save us from working for applause, but let us work for the cause, ya Allah. Make us true servants that will work for the cause. Oh Allah, in that cause, let us not be one that wants to take name and fame out of that, but rather we are humble workers, that we are just workers for the work of Deen, and keep us in that condition and give us acceptance. Oh my beloved Allah, accept our health, wealth and time for the sake of thy Deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, whoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa-e kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra. Ya Allah, give them shifa from all the sicknesses. Ya Allah, the ruhani amraz that we got, the akhlaq-e razail, give us shifa from that also, and bless our hearts to become healthy with the akhlaq-e hamida. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial constraints, in whatever way, ya Allah, whether they have made mistakes and got into that condition, oh my beloved Allah, due to whatever condition they are going through, ay Allah, make a way out for them. You are the one that will help. Ni'am al-mawla wa ni'am al-nasir. Oh Allah, you are the most helpful, ya Allah. You are the only one that can help, in fact, ya Allah. Make a way out for those people who are in financial difficulties. Oh Allah, so many of our young boys and girls of marriageable age, oh Allah, give them suitable partners, ya Allah, so that through this union, such people must be born on the face of this earth that will raise the flag of Islam and raise the flag of Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Bari Ta'ala, whilst we have got so many ni'mats, we've got every comfort that we can ever imagine. Oh Allah, what is the condition of the Ramadan of your servants across the globe, ya Allah? Oh Allah, we beg you that help the people around the world. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina wa barik lana fi shamina. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina wa barik lana fi shamina. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina wa barik lana fi shamina. Oh my Allah, it is a worry at this moment that when they will be in a volatile condition, then the hampers will be weighed in front of them, and they will take to the hampers, and that will hamper the iman, and they'll take to a cross, and then that is going to destroy them. At this volatile situation, save our children, ya Allah. Ummat ke bachche ko bacha de, ummat ke bachche ko bacha de, ummat ke bachche ko bacha de. Save these orphans, ya Allah. Save these orphans from becoming followers of the Padris. Save these orphans from going and singing the hymns and the psalms. Keep them with the hamd and sana. Keep them with tahleel and tahmeed. Keep them with iman, my beloved Allah. Keep them with iman, my beloved Allah. Iman, iman. Thank you. my beloved Allah, for this beautiful institute to be running like this. Allah, give them barakat in their risk, in their life, in their health. Oh Allah, Hazrat Maulana Bilal Sahab and all the Intizam Jamaat that work behind the scenes while we are resting. Oh my Allah, bless them with the best of both worlds, Ya Allah. Bless them with the best of both worlds, Allah. All the cleaners, Adam Bhai and everybody, Ya Allah, who are keeping this place behind the scenes, they are looking after everything. Oh Allah, bless them and their families. Bless them and their families, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless the asatiza of this madrasa. Oh Allah, bless the muttaqifeen, Ya Allah. And oh my beloved Allah, you love to bless, Ya Allah. Bless our Hazrat with long life, with afiyat, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, bless the family members of Hazrat with long life and afiyat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they have shown us so much of ihsan. I cannot mention the ihsan that they have given, Ya Allah. You are no... Allah, bless everybody in the family, Ya Allah. Especially Hazrat Mullah Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi and Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi and all those Akabirin that have passed on the gems to our Hazrat right after Muhammad Arabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, you bless everybody in our chain, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, what do we ask for? How do we ask for it? Ya Allah, you keep us in such a way that our iman is kamil, our ibadat is kamil, our business dealings must be right, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this in our Durban and around the world, Ya Allah, people are dealing anyway and then feeding, and then the halal is not in front of them. Ey Allah, haram se bacha de, halal se hame nawaz de. Oh my Allah, give us the social dealings and the akhlaq that we're supposed to have, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, what do we ask for? How do we ask for it? All those adiyah that took place in this i'tikaf, in the Haramain Sharifain, in Aqsa Sharif, and wherever the people are making dua, iftar time, sari time, in the khankas and in the jamaat work, oh Allah, wherever the Muslims are raising up the begging bowls, Ya Allah, their duas for progress and achievement, bless us with their duas, and our duas bless them. Oh my Allah, the mawjooda halat that we are going through, Ya Allah, the mawjooda halat. This time, what are we extending our begging bowls for? Allahumma kun lana waja'alna lak. Allahumma kun lana waja'alna lak. Ya Allah, you become ours and make us yours, Ya Allah. You become ours and make us yours, Ya Allah. And every spiritual hurdle that's holding us up, Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq to minus this from our life. And every progressive motion that we're supposed to take, grant us the ability to take it on, Ya Allah. Mawla-e Kareem, hamare tooti pooti dua ko kabool farma. Ya Allah, I've got nothing to present in front of you, Ya Allah. But I'm presenting those words that we love to hear. The words of your salutation upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala qabri Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil kubur. Wa salli ala jasadi Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil ajsad. Oh Allah, wa salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil abdan. Oh Allah, with the choices of blessings upon Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the love you have for Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accept this dua. And I could not remember it, Ya Allah. There is a time to make the dua, I cannot remember it. And everyone who got some dua, that they want to be accepted, but we have not mentioned it in that line. You are alimun bidhati sudur. You know what is in the heart, my Allah. Accept it on their behalf, as if it was asked for, as if the ameen was said in front of it. Ya Allah, hamare dua ko kabool farma. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima walu. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bi rahmatika, Ya Rahman Rahim.